Paul Gebhardt, you're in Ruby getting ready to leave. You're just commenting on how many dogs you have and talk about how your team is doing.
Actually, I was commenting on how few dogs I have. I got half. I got eight left. Mm-hmm. Never been down to eight this early in a race before, but these eight are working good so far. Hopefully, I won't drop any more. Mm-hmm. I always said eight dogs can move as fast as 16, but seven can't.
Yeah.
So right now we're borderlining, having to work harder. So
what was it? That was it the early trail, or what was it that went into?
I really don't know. I dropped six dogs for cramping. They weren't even injured. They just cramped up and fell over. They can't. When they cramp up, they can't run. So you can't even go slower to get them in. You have to actually carry them. So. Mm-hmm. But in 3 days, you'd never know that anything was wrong with the dogs. Mm. I don't know what it was. I can't tell you. There's only like three teams that are like that. The rest of them all have large teams.
Yeah.
I think mine, Hugh's got eight, and I got eight, and Mike Jr. has nine. Otherwise, it's going okay.
Yeah.
We're still moving at a really good clip.
Now, in talking about the trail, and I mean, I'm just thinking about last year's trail when it was pretty crummy heading into Kel-Tag. The Yukon River was kind of a mess, it seemed like. For some mushers, for some people it was.
Well, it was pretty nasty, but that's the southern route too.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think the river is going to be really, really good. But then we got the coast to deal with this year, which from what I understand has no, it's just all mostly tundra and frozen dirt, just like we did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Take it what it is, you know, we all got to go through it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there was a lot of carnage left back behind from Roan and the burn. A few mushers got hurt, broken bones. And
you seem to be okay.
Yeah, I took it. This team is pretty easy to control. I mean, they were still a large team then, but they listened to my vocal commands, and they took it fairly easy through there, but we hit some stuff. I've never seen it like that in 18 years.
I mean, I was thinking about the Cusco this year, and then the Iditarod this year. Both were really tough races, and you did both.
Yeah, I was telling Pete Kaiser and Richie Deal, who live over in Bethel, they did the Cusco too. I says, this makes the Cusco look pretty easy, don't it? Because I thought that was a horrendous trail, and I actually broke a sled on that one. Mm-hmm. But, so yeah, I've had my fill of rough trail. So whatever the coast has can't be nothing new.
So what are your hopes then, in heading over and making your way to the finish line in Nome? What are you hoping to see?
Well, I hope to just maintain. It's really, really hard for me not to race, mm-hmm. and if I drop one more dog, I'm gonna have to stop racing just so I get to Nome. But I'll race these eight to what they're good for, and we'll see where it shakes out. I would be ecstatic if I can break it back into the top 10. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in the top 10 for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll just start traveling and resting more if I see that it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident about them, but it's still, all it takes is one wrong hole.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you've got some booting to do, and you'll be out of here, and good luck to you. We'll see you down the trail. Paul Gebhardt in Ruby, and reporting in Ruby, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.